Hey, what's up, beautiful people? It's the boy Sam right here on The Beverage Show. And I can't tell you how excited I am to be right here back on this space after a whole year. Oh my God, can you believe that? I mean, everything is basically happening on the internet and scanty hair Sam, me, myself, decided I was going to sell my phone, thinking I was going to get another one. And then it didn't come. And then that was how I was offline from 1 month and 1 month and 2 months and then 6 months and then a whole year. But then the good news is that I am actually back. I deserve a drum roll for that. And hey, Sadia, if you're listening to this, should I call this a podcast? If you're listening to this episode right now, just know that you actually inspired it. And thank you for always asking me, you know, questions like, when are you dropping something? When are you dropping something? You know, that was like, thank you. All right, now let's get back to the stuff. All right, so I'm going to be sharing with you today very quickly in like for the next 2 minutes, my experiences that I gathered while I was offline. You know, it was both bittersweet because there were sometimes I would be so bored, like so bored, and I don't know what to do. So I would like just go outside and I started hanging out with people I was not supposed to hang out with because I wanted to kill boredom. And it wasn't funny at all. I almost got to this, the sea finish or something else. So it was really bad. But then again, I sat down and I was thinking about my life. You know, sometimes you need to take yourself away from everything that makes you feel comfortable. That's where this saying, leave your comfort zone comes in. You need to leave your comfort zone so that you can actually figure out things for yourself, figure out your life and plan. So when I left the space, I actually didn't know what to do with my life. I just graduated from school, was waiting for service, and then I don't have a phone to give me company. So what do I do? What do I do? That was a very big question for me to answer. I had to call some of my friends. I had this friend I was doing photography, so I called him. I was like, gee, what's up? Alpha, now can you take me on some photography classes and stuff? And he was like, yeah, sure. And then he was like, you know, come today, come tomorrow thing, and that didn't work out. But then I had a friend, okay, have, because I still am friends with him. So he is into this online web development, mobile app building and stuff, tech. He was into tech. Like, he was really doing big in tech. So I called him. I was like, bro, this is it. Can I come over? Because I really need to learn. And he was like, okay, sure, come. I went and I started taking classes on HTML, CSS, JavaScript, React, MongoDB, database, and blah, blah, blah. And that was a whole new level of experience for me because I'd never been, you know, I've never been much of a tech person. So, but I was introduced to the tech world and I fell in love with it. At first I was like, I was going to run, but then I fell in love with it. And glad to announce to you that I am still on that space. So yeah, basically this is all I have on this episode. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So, but I am really happy that I finally got to record something, you know. So what am I working on currently? I am actually learning how to develop websites and I'm exploring my options, looking for places to serve as an intern and, you know, broaden my knowledge. And yeah, so it's really a fun one. So thank you guys for listening. Thank you so much. All of my podcasters from PH and everyone from Pod Magic Creators. I had to make this one really short so that you could listen to the end. All right. So I got to stop right here. And by the way, just expect something big coming up in my next episode. On that one, I have everything outlined properly, you know. But this is like me test running to see if I can actually do this again. And yes, I can. Thank you.